Hello. You know who this is, chillin'? This is Sleepy Joe. Mm-hmm. Old Sleepy, with music and songs and stories. Oh, and being that it's this close to Christmas time, I guess the best of stories to tell is the ones about Christmas. And one of the bestest of all the Christmas stories is called Brer Fox and His Christmas Hate. Mm-hmm. His Christmas Hate. And that's the story old Sleepy gonna tell his chillin' in just a second. But first, how about some music? All right, chillin', just listen to this. Oh, there ain't nothing like music, is there, chillin'? And there ain't nothing no better than stories, either. Especially stories for chillin'. So here we goes with the story of Brer Fox and his Christmas hate. You see, old Brer Fox was so scared to see Christmas come on account that he didn't like the friendly spirit of the holiday season, and he was sitting in his den and just as mad as he could be when Brer Bear knocked on his door, and Brer Bear say,
"Oh, hello. What I'm getting at is, a Merry Christmas, Brer Fox."
Chillin', it sure make Brer Fox mad to have somebody wish him Merry Christmas. And he jump up real mean-like, and he say like this,
"Don't you Merry Christmas me, Brer Bear. I don't like this Merry Christmas stuff. In fact, I despise it. I despise you. I despise everybody."
"Oh, even your friends?"
"I ain't got no friends, and you knows it. Now get out of my place. All this Merry Christmas mess. Get out and stay."
So long, and Merry bye-bye, Daddy. Sort of bye-bye."
And with that, Brer Bear limbered on down the trail. And Brer Fox, he just sit there with his green eyes just a-glowing. And he say,
"The next one that come in that door and wish me Merry Christmas, I gonna bop him over the head with a chair. Merry Christmas. More like a hungry Christmas, do you ask me? And I mean hungry. I ain't had a morsel of food in this house for not even a grubworm for weeks, not even a snail. And him wishing me a Merry Christmas. I tell you, there ain't no such thing. I bet not hear nobody else say nothing about Merry Christmas to me either. What I talking about? Merry Christmas."
Well, chillin', that's the way old Brer Fox was a-going on. And while he was a-hating Christmas, Brer Rabbit and Brer Bear and Brer Snake and them was holding a meeting over under the persimmon tree. And Brer Rabbit was a-saying,
"And the purpose of this meeting is to make somebody happy for Christmas. Right, fellas?"
"Oh, you is so right."
"Now, who would you fellas say is the most likely one to be unhappy in the forest?"
And Brer Snake, he up and say,
That's easy, Brer Rabbit. Brer Fox is the most unhappy of all the brothers. Right, Brer Bear?"
"Oh, you is so right."
"Then he is the one we gotta make happy. I'll take him a nice bunch of carrots for Christmas. I'll take him a stewing chicken.
Oh, and I'll take him a jar of honey."
"Gotcha, doggone. We'll be able to make him a nice Christmas. You have a chicken stew and honey for dessert and carrots. Oh, what a day it'll be for Brer Fox. Okay, fellas, let's get the presents wrapped tonight, and let's get going, and we'll leave him on his doorstep."
And that's what they did, too, chillin'. They got all the presents wrapped. And then the night before Christmas, they crept up to Brer Fox's door. And Brer Fox, he seen them a-coming. And he was a-saying,
"Uh-oh. Look out in the snow. Look with you. Somebody's sneaking up to my door. I'll open the door the minute you get here close enough to me. I'll open the door and I'll pounce it on them. I'll holler, 'I got you.'"
Well, chillin', Brer Fox, he cracked the door open and he waits. And Brer Rabbit and Brer Bear and Brer Snake, they slip up and they put the presents on the doorstep. And just as they did, Brer Fox pounced out on him and he say,
"I got you."
But it didn't happen because he stumbled over the presents and he fell face first in the snow. Then he got up and he picked up the presents and he commenced looking at them. And he was a-saying,
"Brer Fox from Brer Bear. Merry Christmas. A jar of honey. To Brer Fox from Brer Rabbit. A bunch of carrots. To Brer Fox from Brer Snake. A stewing chicken. There is a Santa Claus. There is friends. I've got somebody who has thought of me after all. It is a Merry Christmas. The merriest Christmas I has done ever had.
And it was, too, children. It sure was. Because Brer Fox had found out something mighty important about Christmas. And that is, the joy of Christmas comes from thinking of others. Mm-hmm. It sure did. Maybe you know somebody that you can teach something about Christmas to. Kind of get together and see that they enjoy Christmas this year. Huh, children? There ain't nothing like making folks understand the real joy of Christmas. And now how about some music? Just listen to this. Oh, that's what chillin's like. Music and songs and stories. Oh, and riddles. Could you all get the riddle I left with you the last sentence? What is the name of the thing that the reindeers pull over the housetops Christmas Eve? That's right, chillin', Santa Claus's sleigh. Oh, and here a riddle old Sleepy want to leave with y'all to the next sentence. What is the greatest thing in the whole world, children? See, can you get that one twixt and tween there the next sentence? And now for old Sleepy, say bye-bye. Here a little thought I want to leave with my children. When chillin's eyes is popping wide and snow is in the air, you can be sure that Christmas tide is just about everywhere. And now bye-bye, children. Bye-bye. Bye-bye from Sleepy Joe.